ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, Text number 5. Tam ankaham arudham apayat sasthanam.
Tam ankaham arudham apayat
sasthanam. Tam ankaham arudham apayat sasthanam. Tam ankaham arudham apayat yat sthanam. Sneha sutam nasimatam ikasti mukham.
Sneha sutam
sasimitam ikasti mukham. Arpitam urji seha javena nashaya yahu. Arpitam urji jayaha javena shaya yahu. Utsita manam paya sitab adrishtite. Siti mane payasi tab adisrite. Tam ankaham arudham apayat sthanam. Sneha sutam nasimitam ikasti mukham. Artipam ujjishya ha javena hasayayav. Utsiya ja mane payasi tab adhisrite. Tam kaham arudham apayat sthanam. Sneha sutam nasimitam ikasi mukham. Atripaham urjisya javena sayayav. Utsiya mane payasi tab adrisrite. Tam, unto Krishna, akam ardham, very affectionately allowing him to sit down on her lap.
Very affectionately allowing him to sit down on her lap.
Apayayat,
apayayat,
allowed to drink.
Allowed to drink.
Sthanam,
sthanam,
have rest.
Have rest.
Snena, sneha sutam,
snena sutam,
which was flowing with milk because of intense affection.
Which was flowing with milk.
Sasimitam ikasi mukham.
Sasimitam ikasi mukham.
Mother Yashoda was smiling and observing the smiling face of Krishna.
Mother Yashoda was smiling and observing the smiling face of Krishna.
Arpitam.
Arpitam.
Krishna, who is still not fully satisfied by drinking the milk.
Krishna, who was still not fully satisfied by drinking
Uttari
the milk.
Uttarisaja.
Uttarisaja.
Putting him aside.
Putting him aside.
Javena.
Javena.
Very hastily.
Very hastily.
Sa,
Sa,
Mother Yashoda,
Yayu,
left that place.
Uchitte
mahane payasi.
Uchitte mahane payasi.
Because of seeing that the milk was overflowing.
Because of seeing that the milk was overflowing.
Two,
but,
adrishite,
adrishite,
in the milk pan on the oven. Translation. Mother Yashoda then embraced Krishna, allowing him to sit down on her lap, and began to look upon the face of Lord with great love and affection. Because of her intense affection, milk was flowing from her breast. But when she saw that the milk pan on the oven was boiling over, she immediately left her son to take care of the overflowing milk. although the child was not yet fully satisfied with drinking the milk of his mother's breast. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, everything in the household affairs of Mother Yashoda was meant for Krishna. Although Krishna was drinking the breast milk of Mother Yashoda, when she saw the milk pan in the kitchen was overflowing, she had to take care of it immediately, and thus she left her son, who then became very angry, not having been fully satisfied with drinking the milk of her breast. Sometimes one must take care of more than one items of important business for the same purpose. Therefore, Mother Yashoda was not unjust, when she left her son to take care of the overflowing milk on the platform of love and affection. It is the duty of the devotee to one thing first and another thing later. The proper institution by which to do this is given by Krishna. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 10. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam enamam upiyantite. In Krishna consciousness, everything is dynamic. Krishna guides the devotee in what to do first and what to do next in the platform of absolute truth. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swayam Padantikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yudhapata Kamalam Sri Gurum Subhaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sahagrijatam Sahagna Raghunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadbhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Putan Sahagna Lalita Sri Krishna Kamsanta. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Din Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbham Sute Devi Pranamami Haride. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, today is Diwali, according to Melbourne time. I know in India they celebrated as yesterday. So I was thinking of giving a class today relevant to what happened today more than 5,000 years ago in Vrindavan, Gokul Vrindavan. So those who had my class which I gave on the day, first day of Kartik, which I was setting up, what is the mood of this month. This month is known as Kartik and also known as the modern months. So we are roasting every day, offering lamb to Lord the Mother, right? So we know this pastime, and in Canto 10, chapter 10, and sorry, 9 and 10 is what this pastimes is all about. I could read through that book, it will take a few hours with a lot of details, but I'll give a summary of it because today is this special day. So, where we left was, basically, Yashoda Maya gets up in the morning and everybody is engaged in preparation for Diwali. So, she gets up and she has also purposely engaged everybody so that she could change the milk herself. She has a big problem. Her little Lala, Krishna, has become a thief. So, she is trying to actually reform him, you know, so that he doesn't become a thief, you know, he becomes a good citizen, you know. Yashoda Maya does not see Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. She thinks he is her son. So that's how she is treating it. So Yashoda Maya basically is chaining the butter to make makhan for her, because Krishna is stealing makhan everywhere, and she's thinking, all these cowherd mates, you know, they're not doing a good job. They're probably, the makhan they're producing is not very good. So I should do it myself, so I make sure that he has enough of it. And this way he will stay at home rather than steal, you know. So this is her intention. So she gets up, And the place where the chaining the pot is in a place where she can see Yashoda, see, can see her son. So Krishna is sleeping on the bed. And she also can see the kitchen. So it's in kind of the middle of this place. So can you picture this kitchen on this side, Krishna is sleeping on the other side. And as she is in Golok Vrindavan, every word is a song and every step is a dance. So Yashoda Maya is singing. What is she singing? Krishna's pastime. She's thinking, singing how Krishna was born, how she grew up, how he killed Putna, you know, Trinabharta, and she's thinking about that. And she's composing it as it is going. So Krishna is sleeping and he can hear his mother singing. So when you sing about Krishna, what does Krishna do? He appears. So Krishna got up to the bed and like a little baby started crying, you know, crying, you know, and asking for attention. But Mother Yashoda is so engrossed in her service, she did not notice. He gets out of the bed, slowly walks, right, comes and looks at Mother, you know, Mother Yashoda. She looks at him, but she's not doing anything, right. So what does Krishna do? She holds the chaining rod, right, and Mother Yashoda is trying to, you know, left, you know. If you have done or seen Pada Bichen, you know, so he holds it right and the whole thing stops, you know. And Mother Yashoda thinks, wow, my son is so powerful, you know. Right? She's so happy, you know. But still she doesn't do anything, you know. So she lets go of the rope, right. And then Krishna goes to Mother Yashoda, right. So see, he grabs on the belt of Mother Yashoda, right, because he wants to climb onto her leg. And as soon as he does that, then the motherly affection of Mother Yashoda, the Vatsalya Rasa, you know, the mellow comes out. You know. And then Yashoda Maya forgets about all everything else and she's just focusing on Krishna. And then Krishna puts one little foot on Mother Yashoda's knee and climbs on her leg and starts drinking the milk. So now Mother Yashoda's affection basically turns into milk, right? So how much affection does Mother Yashoda have for Krishna?
Love.
Unlimited, right? So how much milk is being produced? Unlimited amount of milk is being produced, right? And Krishna is reciprocating with his love. So one side is Krishna's love, which is unlimited, and the other side is Mother Yashoda's affection, which is unlimited. So Krishna is drinking the milk and there is never ending of milk. And Mother Yashoda is looking at him, right? Krishna has a smile on his face. As we read here, Mother Yashoda is looking at his face and Krishna has a smile on his face. What is Krishna smiling about, you know? He says, I am so little, you know. Yet I was able to stop the chaining rod, you know. I was able to stop Mother Yashoda from doing her stuff, you know. I must be really powerful, you know. So he's thinking and smiling to himself. Right, and he's drinking the milk, right? And Mother Yashoda has another pot of milk on fire. So every day Nanda Baba, he milks cows. Some say 8 cows and some say 9 cows. Nanda Baba has 900,000 cows. So of these, 8 or 9 of those cows are very special. They are fed milk of other cows and they also fed special grass which is very fragrant. And what are the names of these cows?
Padma.
Padma, Gandha. Padma means? Lotus flower. Gandha means that. So the milk, the fragrance of the milk is that of the lotus flower. That's how beautiful. And then Yashoda Maya boils the milk and divides into 3 parts. For 2 parts, she makes sweets and other stuff. And 1 part, she makes yogurt so that she can make Bada Makhan next day. So this is the daily process. Mostly she is a queen, so she doesn't do all these things, you know, chaining the bada. She has thousands of servants who do this. But because Krishna is, she's thinking Krishna is not getting the best Makhan and he's going and stealing from other places, so I might as well make it nicely, you know. So while Krishna is drinking milk, Now in the spiritual world, everything is chinta. It means everything has a personality. They're alive, you know. So the milk is also alive, you know. And the milk is thinking, you know, I am doing so much austerity. I'm on burning on this fire for so long. And then Krishna is drinking Mother Yashoda's milk. The amount of milk is unlimited. So Krishna gonna get full soon. And I'm doing all this austerity. What is the point? If I cannot be used in Krishna's service, I might as well give my life. I might as well commit suicide. So the milk starts overflowing and he says, I might as well jump into the fire. So the milk starts overflowing. Mother Yashoda, while feeding Krishna, also has her eyes on the fire because she knows that milk can overflow anytime. And then as soon as she sees the milk is overflowing, she puts Krishna down, right, and immediately rushes to the pot where milk is boiling. The milk sees Mother Yashoda coming and out and becomes disturbed or ashamed that he has disrupted the service of Mother Yashoda to Krishna. So by itself it goes down, right? So Mother Yashoda attends to the milk, sees the milk is all ready, it's all full, she takes it out. While Krishna gets very angry and he's thinking, you know, I don't have any value in this house, you know. You know, the milk is more important than me. I wasn't satisfied and Mother Yashoda just put me and then just rushed off, you know. You know, they think everything is more important than me. I'm going to break everything in there, you know. And then he looks around what he can do, you know. Then he looks at that pot where all the makhan was, you know, the pot with the yogurt. And then he finds one small piece of stone, you know, because it was next to the kitchen. That small thing they grind the spices, you know, he gets one of that and then hits it at the bottom, you know. And it makes a hole. And what happens? All the yogurt starts flowing, you know. So he's angry. But then as soon as he does that, he realizes, oh, what have I done, you know. You know, up till now I've been stealing, only now I've been actually destroying all the stuff in the house. So he's still angry, you know, right? He said, okay, let me get out. So he runs out of the house, right? And then he walks through that puddle of thing. So he leaves a footprint in there. And he goes outside. He said, now what can I do, you know? What can I destroy now, right? So he sees those grinding mortar, turns it upside down and climbs up. And there is a pot of yogurt there. So first he eats, just to show that he's still hungry, he didn't get enough milk, right? Then he starts throwing it to destroy it, you know, just like he's angry. And as he's throwing it, the monkey starts coming and eating, you know. And monkeys are eating, you know, they get so full and he's still eating, he's throwing it everywhere. And they say, you know, when Lord Ramchandra appeared, you know, all these monkeys helped him to win over Sita, you know, by killing Ravan, you know. And Lord Ramchandra wasn't able to repay them. So as Krishna, he's repaying the monkeys by feeding them makhan, you know. So the monkeys eat it and they're full. They can't eat anymore, you know. While at the same time, the other side, Mother Yashoda comes, she sees that what has basically happened. There's yogurt everywhere. And she looks around, there's one person missing, and she knows that he's responsible. So she looks at it, you know. Doesn't get angry, you know. Usually parents get angry when you make a mess, you know. But he says, oh, look at my son, you know. He's so smart, you know. He made a small hole, and he did it so quietly that I didn't even hear it, you know. So she's proud of, you know, like that, you know. But then she's thinking, you know, wow, he's been stealing makhan, now Stalin started destroying things, you know. So I have to actually teach him a lesson, you know. So he doesn't become a, what do you call, ruffian, you know. He doesn't become a king of all the people who steal makhan, you know. He doesn't become one of those like gangsters guys, you know. So Mother Yashoda has this concern for him, right. So she follows the steps and then she sees Krishna eating makhan, right. And She says, okay, I have to teach him a lesson, you know. And you know what Krishna says to Mother? Mother Yashoda, she says, look, Manu, look, Ma, your makhan is so bad, right? That even the monkeys don't want to eat, you know. And Mother Yashoda says, this is the limit, you know. I have had enough of this. So she looks around and she sees a stick, a bamboo stick, you know. And she picks it up. I say, I have to really teach him a lesson, you know, before he gets really spoiled. So Krishna sees the stick, jumps up the mortar and starts running. And Mother Yashoda is chasing. First, they are running in the house, one room to another room and like that. It's a big palace, you know. And Mother Yashoda is just behind. Srila Prabhupada said that Mother Yashoda, when they had Krishna, she was in her early 40s. So she's a bit, you know, aged, you know. So she can't run that fast. And Krishna is little, you know, and he is, you know, quite, you know, fast, you know. So, but Mother Yashoda's steps are bigger. So Krishna takes like 2-3 steps, Mother Yashoda takes one step, you know. So there's just a little big gap, you know. Krishna is looking at the stick and running, you know. Krishna has different kinds of energies, you know. This Aishwarya energy that I'm the greatest, I cannot be conquered, you know. And this energy is saying, no one can conquer me, you know. So he's running, you know, and then it's just enough gap, you know. So as they're running, then Mother Yashoda's affection that I have to teach Krishna, doesn't matter. Everybody's saying, don't run, you know, don't worry about him, you know, he'll be alright, you know. No, no, I have to teach him a lesson. That's affection. You know, when in Vatsalya Ras, there's two things. There's affection, you know, and you also want to, if you feel that Krishna is dependent on you, right? And you have to protect Krishna. So this bhav actually comes into Mother, and it becomes so much that Krishna, Yashoda Maya wants to protect Krishna so that he doesn't become a bad person, that it overpours and goes on to Krishna. And then Krishna's compassion or kripa, Shakti, which is the most powerful of all Krishna's Shaktis, of all Krishna's energy, the most powerful is kripa Shakti, compassion. So when that overpowers, then Yashoda Maya catches Krishna. Because by then Yashoda Maya is sweating, her hair has deceived, the flowers are falling, you know, on the ground. So then once he gets caught, then he's looking at Mother Yashoda and looking at the stick, and he's crying. And one hand Mother Yashoda is holding, the other hand he's rubbing his eyes. So they have this black kajal, you know, and it's all over the face, you know, and it looks more beautiful, you know, right? And this is the prayer, in one of the prayers he says, I want to look at that face, you know, where Krishna is like that. How does Krishna's face looks like? It's like a lotus flower. And lotus flower is the king of all the flowers, right? It has the most amount of nectars. And where there is flower nectar, what do you find there? Bees. So all the bees, which are like the hair, right, of Krishna, around the flower. And they're looking for the nectar, right? So this is the picture he's trying to find. When we actually do devotion, we have to come, you know, you don't say, okay, I want to go to Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, you know. You have to become more specific. What do you want to do, you know? And this prayers we chant every day, you know, that's what he's trying to say. It's very specific, you know. In the beginning, he says, you know, I don't want any kind of liberation, you know. Right? You know, I just want, you know, but then it becomes more specific. He says, this is the form I want to see all the time, you know. So Krishna is like that, he's crying, tears are falling down, mascara is all over on his face, you know, and he's scared, you know. And Mother Yashoda is looking at the stick, you know, and his whole body is, you know, because he's running, you know, everything is jewels are, you know, his garland, everything is moving, you know, it's so beautiful. And then Mother Yashoda sees that he's looking at the stick and he's scared, so she throws the stick away. Then Krishna takes a breath, you know, okay, it's not going to be that bad, you know. I'll be punished, but it won't be that bad. At least there is no beating of the stick, you know. So he's at least a little bit more relieved, you know. And then Mother Yashoda sees him and she says, he was really scared, you know. If I leave him, he'll run away. He'll run away in the forest and then there'll be another problem. He has already caused so much problem. And then he won't be there, I won't be able to feed him and everything. Right? So I must tie him up. You know, just calm him down so he doesn't run away, right? And then later on, I'll untie him and then feed him and then he'll be all right. But before that, he chastises him, right? So what does he says? You are a makhan chor, right? You steal makhan. And Krishna says, wow, up till now, everybody else was calling me makhan chor, that I'm a thief, you know. Now Mother Yashoda calls me this, you know. This is it. I will be labeled forever that I'm a thief, you know. You know, because Mother Yashoda has said it now. This is it, you know. My name will be now forever. I'm a thief, you know. Then Mother Yashoda says, you know, Bandar Bandhu. You know, Bandar monkey. Bandhu means friends. You are friends of the monkey. He says, oh my God, you know. I've got so many people, everybody's gathered. Now she's comparing me that I'm friends of animals, you know, friends of monkeys, you know. And then Yashoda Maya said, I'm gonna tie you up, you know. And Krishna says, that's the limit, you know. What does he think, you know? I'm a calf, I'm a little bit, you know, I'm an animal, she's gonna tie me, you know. So he's thinking like this, you know, this is, but Mother Yashoda and Krishna says, okay, let's see if he can tie me. So all the different Shakti's energies get together and try to actually prevent Krishna from being tied. So Mother Yashoda takes the hair tie, you know, right? That she takes two of them, ties it together, and she tries, looks at it, oh, it's big enough, Krishna is little, and then she said, I'll tie it to the mortar. Why the mortar? Because the mortar was also, you know, took part in this Leela, you know. Help Krishna steal. So I'm gonna tie you together. So he ties, she tries to tie it, right? And what happens? It is short. By how much?
Two fingers,
right? And she looks at it. Okay, get more ropes. He goes to get more ropes. He ties another rope. Ties that one. Same thing. Two fingers short. You know, and she keeps doing this, you know, all the ropes in the house finishes. She asks the neighbors to get more ropes, you know. And there's a big amount of rope, but it's two fingers short, you know. And then in the end, you know, it's like she's already sweating, the hairs are loose, the flowers are, you know, the clothes are deceived, and then the Kripa Shakti of Krishna, she comes and she says, okay, this is enough, you know. All the other Shaktis, you know, they take pad and words, you know, right? And then Yashoda Maya is able to tie Krishna with just the two initial, you know, that ropes he tied the hair with. Now, there's a couple of things I have heard that she was tied by Yashoda Maya, you know. Once my Guru Maharaj, Sonastama Krishna Goswami, asked, I think it was Pankajani Prabhu or Janani Vas Prabhu. And he said, and they said, actually it was Radharani's hair tie that actually tied it, you know. And some say it is Yashoda Maya. So how do you console this? You know. So the way to console this is that Krishna appears on the earthly planet once in a day of Brahma, right? So Brahma has many days. So there are many times Krishna comes and he performs pastimes, and there's a little bit of difference, you know. The theme is same, but the detail is different. Right? So little bit of difference in there. And then, so sometime it was might have been sure. But every time when we chant, we say Radha Damodar. But the pastime we are talking about is Yashoda Damodar. So what is Radha Damodar? Right? So there's another pastime. Right, I'll just slightly deviate from what we are saying. So once what happens is Krishna is late for the to meet Radharani. And Radharani is waiting for a while. And so what she does is, she ties Krishna up. Right, I've heard sometimes she ties up in a jasmine vine, you know. And she tied it to a kadamba tree, You know, or other times she might have tied with a hair tie. So when then she asked, okay, now I've captured you. She's like, Krishna, you know, she's Radha's now, you know. And he says, okay, what happened? Tell me, where were you, you know, which gopi you were with, you know. And Krishna says, I wasn't with any gopi, you know. Mother Yashoda wanted me to do some house chores, so I had to stay back, you know. And then Radha untied it, you know. So same way, here Yashoda Maya ties Krishna. Eventually she is able to tie Krishna, you know. And then she goes away to do her jobs, you know. The friends are playing there, you know. And Krishna says, you know, okay, you know, everybody is looking. It's like a little calf tied to, you know, a mota. And he's not very happy, you know. He knows that now everybody going to talk about, you know, he's a thief, you know, he's a friend of monkeys, and he has been tied like a calf, you know. Yeah. So, while all these things is happening, you know, in the morning, what happened was, Nanda Baba had actually gone with Rohini Mata and Balram Dauji to Upananda's place, the elder brother of Nanda Maharaj. And so Balram wasn't there. So when Balram comes there, he sees that Krishna is tied up, and he says, who to her is tied up, Krishna, you know? Don't they know who I am, you know? Part of my expansion, you know, Seshnag, I carry all the universes on my head, you know, and they're just like mustard seed on my head, you know, I kill this demon, I kill that demon, you know, who has tied him, you know? And one of the friends says, oh, it's Mother Yashoda, you know. And then Balram starts crying, you know. He says, sorry, Krishna, I can't help you, you know. Mother Yashoda has tied you, I can't help you. It's too bad, you know. I told you so many times, don't steal, you know. How many times I tried to tell you not to do this? Now you see what you have done, and you have to actually suffer for this, you know. So Krishna is there, knowing that there is no help coming from Balaram, you know. So he says, okay, this is what Mother Yashoda wants to do. Let me see, I'm going to do more mischief now, you know. That's what kids do, you know, when you try to actually reform them, they become more rebellious. So he said, what do I do? He looks around, then he sees these Yamala trees, Yamala Arjun trees, you know, there's twin trees. Arjun trees are very big trees. Their roots go very deep, you know, and when there's hurricanes and storms and things like that, they don't fall down. A lot of other trees will, just like here, we hear so many trees have fallen when there's a small, you know, strong wind, you know. But Arjun trees go very deep. Now, do you know how old those trees were? When Narad Muni cast them, he said, you're going to become trees for 100 years. But not 100 years of our time, 100 years of demigod's time. Now let's do a little bit of math, Sivai. So, demigods, one day is equivalent to?
6 months.
And night is? So, one day and night is?
1 year.
In 1 year, how many days?
365.
So, 365 years is 1 year. You multiply that by 100, it's 36,500 years. That's how old those trees were. And just imagine how deep they were, how tall they were, you know. And they were in Nanda Baba's yard, so they could see Krishna's all their pastimes, right? So they could actually appreciate it. And then he was thinking, you know, okay, my devotee Narad Muni has actually, you know, bless them that I have to actually liberate them. I think I should do this together, you know. So he pulls the mota between the two trees, because they're twin trees, they were very close by, right? And it gets stuck, right? And he pulls it, the trees falls, you know. These big trees, you know, 36,000 plus years old trees, when it falls on the ground, it makes a big noise, like, you know, in the thunderbolt stuck against the mountains, you know. And Yashoda Maya on the other side was thinking, you know, have I done too much, you know? Should I have tied him up, you know? Like that, you know. So she was thinking about this, and at the same time, she had this big noise. And the first thing that comes to her mind is Krishna, right? So she was already thinking about Krishna.
Putna had tried to kill him, you know. Trinabrata tried to kill him, and he says, what happened now? Somebody else, one of the other demons has come to kill him, you know. So she runs outside to where she had tied Krishna, and then she sees Krishna between the two trees. And she freezes. She is shocked. And she is thinking, what just if the tree had fallen a little bit to the left? The tree would have crushed Krishna and Krishna would have died. You know. And at that time, Nanda Baba comes, you know. He hears the sound, he rushes down, you know, they're all coming back slowly, you know. It is still morning time, you know. And then he sees Krishna there. And he goes and unties him and says, who did this to you? And Krishna, only thing Krishna says is, Ma. You know. And then he says, how did the tree fall down, you know? And the Krishna's friends are there. He says, the friends come here, I come to Baba and say, Baba, Baba, I can tell you what happened. You know, this is what happened. Mother Yashoda tied him, you know, and then Krishna pulled the mortar and bring it here, and he just pulled like this, and the whole the both the trees fell, you know. And Nanda Baba is looking, really, you know, can we believe that? You know, he can't even carry my shoes sometimes. You know, I ask him to carry something, and he starts crying because it's too heavy for him, you know. And he breaks these two trees, you know. No, no, Baba, I'm telling you the truth. You know. It happened like this, you know. And you know what happened, Baba? Two people came out of the tree, you know, and they paid dandavat to Lala, right, Kana. And then they circumambulated him and they prayed, offered him prayers, you know. And you know what? Krishna blessed them, you know. And then they went away. And Nanda Baba says, you know, I don't know what these kids are up to, you know, what they are having, you know. Where are they coming up with all these stories, you know. But Nanda Maharaj is very upset, you know, because first thing, it took them so long to have a child, you know. And to him, Krishna was everything, you know. Whole life, Krishna was there, whole life, you know. And he was so much attached to him, you know. And he was just thinking, what has Yashoda done, you know. So he takes Krishna, and Krishna is holding very tightly, just like he's scared, you know. And he's crying, you know, that my other mother Yashoda has done this to me, you know. And Nanda Maharaj is so angry, you know. And everybody can see that. And they had never seen Nanda Maharaj like that. It's just like you're so angry and everybody's thinking, oh God, you know. So, because it's like that, whole Diwali festival stops, you know. No more cooking, just like Diwali, they cook so many things like that, you know. Just because Nanda Baba is upset. Now Yashoda Maya is upset, what she could have done, she almost killed her son. So she basically stops, forget about doing anything. She sits down in one place, she's crying, she's not talking to anybody. And the day passes like this, you know. So Nanda Baba said, okay, I'll keep him to me, you know. And then the other Nanda Maharaj's brothers, wives come, you know, and they start talking to Krishna. They look at Yashoda Maya, he knows that how upset she is, you know. And they know that the only person who can get him out of that situation is Krishna, you know. So what does, see, they say, hey Krishna, you know, can you go to Mother Yashoda, you know, it's time to drink milk. Krishna says, no, I'm not going to go to Mother Yashoda, you know. So you're not going to drink milk? He said, no, I'm going to drink milk. I'm going to drink cow milk, you know, fresh cow milk, you know. Who's going to give it to you? Nanda Baba is going to give it to me, you know. Right? Who's going to bathe you? Nanda Baba is going to bathe me. Where are you going to sleep? I'll sleep with Nanda Baba, you know. Not only me, Balram will also sleep with me, you know. He said, why don't you go to Rohini, you know, Rohini, Balram's mother. He said, I'm not going to her. When Yashoda Maya was tying me up, I called for Rohini's help. She didn't come me. She abandoned me. I'm not going to go to her, you know. Right. So there's two pastimes here, you know. Nanda Baba knows that Yashoda Maya, how much Krishna loves her, right? But this is a pastime going on, right? And she also knows that, you know, the situation of Yashoda Maya is very delicate, you know. So he says, Lala, she punished you, I'll hit her, you know. So he lifts his hand like this, you know. And as soon as he lifts his hand like this, what does Krishna do? Holds his hand. No, Baba, you can't hit her, you know. Right? And then all of a sudden the mood changes, you know. He becomes concerned for Mother Yashoda. And then he runs to Mother Yashoda, you know. And then gets into her lap. And as soon as Mother Yashoda has Krishna, then everything changes. You know, everybody takes a breath. You know, some others say that Acharya said that Rohini said that Mother Yashoda is about to, you know, indicated that she's about to die, you know. And then Krishna, thinking of that, he jumped out of Nanda Baba's lap and ran to Mother Yashoda. You know. So the pastime, what you have to learn is from this pastime is that first thing, you know, the two finger short basically means is that the endeavor, right, our effort, right, and the other one is Krishna's mercy, right. So we have to do our bit, and we can pray to Krishna, please be merciful, right. We can't achieve anything on our own unless we have mercy of Krishna. But that does not mean that we just wait for Krishna's mercy and we don't do anything ourselves, right. The other one is that Krishna does this. He takes you to the brink of death, just like with Mother Yashoda, you know. She was about to leave her body because she could not live without Krishna, and then Krishna comes, you know. And that union, after all that separation, is much, much more powerful, you know. So we can pray while we are offering candles, you know. You know, just we don't offer candles just like that. We can actually pray to the Lord, you know, may we be able to actually see this pastime, you know, or we may we be able to actually get your mercy so that we can also be part of many more leaders like this, you know. Okay. And today is another special day. It is Diwali, right? Another major incident with Diwali is coming back of Lord Ramchandra to Dwarka, as to Ayodhya, right? So, what does that basically mean? What do you, it's called Diwali, or they call it Deepavali. So, it's a light up. It's supposed to be the darkest night of the month, right? So, of the year. So, everybody lights up the year and makes it. You know, when you welcome somebody, everybody had lit the dia. And this was after 14 years of separation. Right. So I was thinking about it, you know, what is the significance of this, you know, right? How to actually understand this? Because we are welcoming Lord Ramchandra, you know, Sita Mata, Lakshman, you know, Hanuman, and all, everybody back to Ayodhya. And I was thinking, you know, where is our home? We are inviting him to our home. So, where does the soul reside? In the heart, right? So, heart is our home, right? So, what is this body, right? So, this body is like the whole, let's say, the whole village, the whole city, you know, right? And heart is the home, right? So, you should actually invite Lord Ramchandra to your heart, right? And all this time, he was away. Right? Because we have been away from Lord Ram from the Lord for not only 14 years, but for millions and millions of lifetimes. Right? So this is by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by mercy of our, you know, gurus in our parampara, we have this opportunity to understand this and invite, you know, Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna into our heart, you know. So how do you do that? Right. So the way to do is, when somebody comes to your place, what do you do? You give them a nice sitting place, right? Right. Now if you're rich, right, if you can meditate, then you can make an excellent seat for him. You can make a golden throne like Srila Prabhupada is sitting there, you know. And you put beautiful flowers on it, soft flowers on it, you know. Right. Then you cover it with a very soft silk cloth on it, you know. Right, and then you can ask the Lord to recite there. Right, so this is another day, you know. Today, while you're offering lamp in the evening, you know, you can think of like this, you know, hey Lord, you know, please come and recite in my heart. It has been so dark for so long. Please come and make it effulgent, you know. Darkness means ignorance, you know. So with the lamp of, you know, your love, your affection, you know, please, you know, come and make my heart bright, you know, so that I can actually worship you in my life, right? So we're going to stop here. Any comments, any questions? Yes, Mother.
So, because in the Purport, like, there is the, there's part where Prabhupada mentions that, the God, So, in the Prabhupada there is part where Prabhupada mentions that, so about like the intuition that Krishna gives intuition, what to do first, because sometimes you have multiple services but the same purpose, but Krishna gives intuition, what to do first.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was just thinking that that's actually, because for us sometimes there are so many services that come at the same time. And we don't know, like they all to serve, please Krishna, but it's so hard to know which one to do, which one not to do. Like, because you can't quite do multiple services at the same time.
Yeah. So how do you know which one to do and which one not to do? Or which one to do first and which one to do later on? You ask the person who is closest to you. Now who is closest to you?
Well, actually, I remember the pastime from Guru Maharaj. He had said that once Shri Prabhupada had given him instruction to write when Shri Prabhupada was on the planet, and so he like tried to, you know, he was trying to make time to write, but that time Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he asked His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj to help him with, you know, like getting advertisements, preaching work basically.
Yeah.
And then that time, and then on the next visit of Srila Prabhupada, he asked Giriraj Swami Maharaj, so Giriraj, how is your writing going? And Giriraj Swami Maharaj was like, you know, he didn't say anything, like, you know, because he wasn't pretty. So then Srila Prabhupada told him, okay, we will talk later. And then Giriraj Swami Maharaj, later on in that evening, he went to Srila Prabhupada and he said that, you know, Shyam Sundar Prabhu asked me to do, so I thought that was the best thing to do at that time, so I did that. And then he asked Srila Prabhupada, so did I do the right thing? And then Srila Prabhupada said that, that when the spiritual master gives you an instruction, it might take some time for you to implement that instruction, but you must never forget it and always think of, like, these are not the exact words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing, you know, just like Prabhupada was given instruction from his spiritual master, you know, from in the first meeting, you know, he took initiation 10, 12 years later on, you know, and the last instruction was the same thing, you know, write and print, you know. And when did Prabhupada started printing? Much, much later, you know. So, the main thing is that, as Krishna, it also says that, you know, Krishna will make it happen. We can only surrender to Him. My thing was, who is closest to you? You know, as we are talking that our residence is in the heart, you know. And who is closest in the heart?
Super soul,
you know. So, if we can actually ask Him, He can give guidance, you know. How does He reply to you, you know? You ask devotees, you know. So eventually, you know, if you are in association of devotees, they're going to guide you, you know. And Krishna will, you know, not a blade of grass move without His will, you know. So it doesn't matter how hard you try, you know. Yeah. But the thing is that we should try to follow the instruction of the spiritual master, because he is the representative of Krishna, you know. So, just keep in that mind, you know, if you're not sure, just like Giriraj Maharaj went and asked Prabhupada again, you know, Prabhupada, am I doing the right thing, you know, it's like, with my Guru Maharaj, Sonastamal Krishna Goswami, same thing, you know, so many, he was doing so many things, you know, once he went to Prabhupada and he was crying, you know, Prabhupada, I can't do my chanting, you know, I don't even have time to do my sadhana, you know, I've been so busy with this managerial stuff and everything, you know. And Prabhupada started laughing, you know. And Srila Gurudev was thinking, I've got a situation and I'm crying, and Prabhupada is laughing, you know. And Prabhupada said, you know, you should be so busy, right, that you don't have even time to do anything else, you know. Right? So, yes, what pleases spiritual master most, right? What is the thing that pleases spiritual master most?
Please, Krishna.
No, when you make advancement in spiritual life, right? That's what, and there's different ways of doing it, you know. So, take association of devotees, ask senior devotees if there's someone there, you know. I usually, this is what I do, you know. If I'm not sure about two things, I'll ask a devotee, you know. I won't tell them every detail, say, okay, what should I do, you know. Just like, okay, should I put cream in there, or should I put coconut cream, or should I put pure cream in there? And now they know, you know, and they say, oh, put pure cream, you know. They don't know what pure cream goes in where, you know. So to me, I'm praying to, you know, Krishna, okay, tell me, you know, Radharani, tell me, what should I do, you know, how do you like it, you know. So, yeah, you can use that, or ask your senior god brothers, you know, somebody who is there, you know.
Yeah, actually, I also want to share
my
thought that on the Endeavor and Mercy, endeavor as if everything depended on your effort, and pray as if everything depended on mercy.
Yeah. So endeavor is our effort, and it can only happen when you have Krishna's mercy. So you do your bit and leave the Krishna. That's why, you know, that our pranalaya mantra is Trinada Pisuna, Taro Pisaisuna, Mani Namani Dena, Kritina Sada. Be humble as a blade of grass and more tolerant in the street. Tolerant basically means that, humble means that, what does humility mean? Humility basically means that you have accepted somebody else as superior to you. Right? And then it says, pay respect to everybody. You only pay respect to everybody if you see them as superior to you. So first thing, you have accepted somebody as superior to you, right? Then you're accepting everybody respect. That means you have accepted everybody superior to you. And be tolerant. Tolerant basically means you wait for that mercy of Krishna. You know? And then, prideless, you know. Pride is cause of fall for everything. Okay, we're going to finish here. Grantra Ashramad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Gaunitai ki jai, Shri Radha Ballava ki jai, Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra ki jai, Yashoda Damodar ki jai, Radha Damodar ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna.